Your local sports authority, 103.9 FM, KNZA, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
Well, we got ourselves a marquee matchup in the Big East League tonight here on KNZA 103.9 FM. Both the girls and boys contests certainly got league championship implications on the line. Multiple ranked teams involved, and we are happy to bring it to you here. It's going to be a madhouse at Nemaha Central High School as we get set for the Nemaha Central Thunder and the Silver Lake Eagles. Good evening from Nemaha Central High School. Ray Penning, our studio producer. I'm Brandon Salmon right here on KNZA. Our broadcast tonight, it is brought to you by Rainbow Communications. You can find them at rainbowtel.net. They are providing the most reliable internet services right here in Northeast Kansas. Coming up, we'll get you set for the girls' contest. Of course, the boys will follow in our double dip tonight. And we got a lot to get to in a fairly short amount of time, but excited to bring it to you. Monster League title implications are on the line with this one tonight. Top-tier teams across the board in this league, and we'll get you going after a timeout. The starting lineups and keys to the game are coming up right after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Tired of the paper chase? Simplify your life with Rainbow's eBill mobile app. View your bill, make payments, and check your Wi-Fi password, all from the palm of your hand. Download Rainbow eBill today from the App Store or Google Play Store and take control of your account like never before. Rainbow Communications, your connection to a brighter future. Visit their website for more information or call Rainbow Communications to learn more about the eBill mobile app at 800-892-0163.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by your finances? Managing money can be confusing, but understanding the cost involved is key to your financial success. At Bob Schwartz Financial, we simplify the process. Our advisors break down the cost of managing your investments, helping you make informed decisions. From fees to potential returns, we're here to guide you every step of the way. Let us help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. Schedule your free consultation today at bobschwartzfinancial.com.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SBIC, Topeka, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Two of the top teams in the Big East League colliding tonight here at Nemaha Central High School as the Thunder play host to the Silver Lake Eagles girls game just moments away. Let's get you the starting lineups for this one tonight. For the number three ranked team in Class 3A and also the defending state champion, Silver Lake and the Eagles under head coach Kyle Porter in year number five, they're going to go like this. In the backcourt, sensational All-State guard Kalen Haney, 5'7 junior, averaging 19 points, 6 rebounds, and 5 assists per game. Taylor Zordel is a 5'5 senior guard at about 5 points and 4 boards a game. Paige Hyman, a 5'10 junior down low at 5 points and 3 rebounds a game. Another guard on the perimeter is Savannah Wendy, a 5'5 sophomore averaging about 8 points per game. And the other forward is Ella Bolin, a 5'11 senior at 9 points and 4 rebounds per game. So again, for Kyle Porter in Silver Lake, it's Haney, Zordel, Hyman, Bolin, and Wendy. For Haddon Hilchin and the Lady Thunder of Nemaha Central, his 15th year at the helm, Callie Honeyman, a senior forward at 5'11 at 12 points and 6 rebounds a game. Hallie Holthaus on the perimeter, a 5'6 senior at nearly 5 points and 4 rebounds a game. Swing forward is Emma Hermish, a 5'8 sophomore at 5.6 points per game. Another guard is Cammie Dollinghouse, a 5'6 senior at over 7 points and 3 rebounds a game. And then Reagan Garrity, the first-team All-League selection down low, 6-foot senior at over 5 points and 3 rebounds per game. So, again, for the Nemaha Central Thunder, it is Honeyman, Holthaus, Hermish, Dollinghouse, and Garrity. Silver Lake, a record of 11-2. They are 6-1 in league play. Nemaha Central at the top, tied with Raleigh County, undefeated at 7-0. Thunder 10-4 on the year. The all-road maroon uniforms for Silver Lake, the home whites for Nemaha Central. Here we go, the first of two crucial league contests underway here at the packed house at Nemaha Central High School. And we're underway with Nemaha Central holding that first possession. Here's Dollinghouse diving in from the right wing, lost it, and it goes out of bounds. That is a quick turnover for Nemaha Central. This is a Silver Lake offense led by Kalen Haney, the sophomore sensational, or correction, the junior sensational All-State guard. 19 points. She brings it into the front court from left to right. Eagles averaging 60 points per game on offense. Nemaha Central's defense, one of the best in the league, surrendering just 33 points per game. 30 seconds in, Garrity got a fingertip on it inside. They were looking for Hyman down low. So Silver Lake will reset, still looking for our first points. 31 seconds into this ball game. Again, this is a crucial league contest. Riley County, Nemaha Central, these two teams undefeated in league play. Silver Lake just one loss. That was to Riley County earlier this week. So monster league title implications. They leave Haney open. You can't do it, but she just left it short on a three. Garrity the rebound and clearing it away for Nemaha Central. Working hard into the front court, Hallie Holthouse skips it back left side to Hermish. Now Dollinghouse in the corner, puts it on the dribble left, stops in the corner. Now they reverse the basketball. Silver Lake going 1-3-1 here in a zone defense as we are now a minute into this game, still looking for our first point. A lot of perimeter passing here. Dollinghouse between the rings out high, looking right. Now dribbles left, dumps it into the corner for Hermish. Now a post touch pass to Honeyman off the window. Good for two. Callie Honeyman breaks the tie. 2-0 Nemaha Central. 6:43 to go first quarter. Silver Lake gets it into the front court. This is Wendy in the corner. They get it top left on the wing. Now they skip it back right into the corner. Ball faking. That's Boland. Puts it on the dribble. Up top, Wendy. Right side dribble. Now dumps it inside. Lost it on the block. Garrity, good defense. Standing straight up. Shot might have been partially blocked by Garrity. And it's picked up by Cammie Dollinghouse. Good defense down low for Reagan Garrity. And a 2-0 start again here for Nemaha Central. They work it into the front court. Honeyman, long skip pass. Now into the corner it goes. Ball faking. Now firing a three. It was an air ball. But Dollinghouse there for the rebound. And she puts it up and in. Cammie Dollinghouse giving Nemaha Central a 4-0 lead 2 minutes into the game. Here is Haney directing traffic right now being guarded man-to-man by Holthouse. Goes left behind the back. Now spins. Kicks it left into the corner. Nicely done. Zorda with three. Left it short. And picking up the rebound is Honeyman. Good start here for Nemaha Central, trying to add to a 4-0 lead at 5:42 to go in this opening frame. They extend out that zone once again, resetting up top here with Dollinghouse. Long skip pass into the corner with Hermes. She's closed out. They want Honeyman on the block. Now they kick it back here to Dollinghouse. Baseline left, lost it, tipped in the air, and a turnover. Second turnover by Nemaha Central. Here's Haney going coast to coast, lifted it up with one hand and left the shot short off the window. And a rebound and pushing now for Hallie Holthout. Nice pass up the floor. Honeyman can't get the layup to go, and now it's deflected out of bounds. It ricocheted off the official, and it's going to be Silver Lake basketball. Nemaha Central turns it over. A couple subs into the game as Karis Deiter is in for Silver Lake. One more sub in as well. Jaylee Whitehead, a sophomore guard. So two new faces in for Kyle Porter and Silver Lake. They're down 4-0 as we're coming up 3 minutes into this first quarter. Get it back out to Haney. She's wide open for three, and it hit the rim twice and fell off. And a foul on the rebound attempt. I think they get Dollinghouse here, and they do. So Nemaha Central picking up their first foul with Cammie Dollinghouse. 3 minutes into the game, 4-0 Nemaha Central. Silver Lake to play it in. Whitehead, right side of her own backboard, just checked in, delivers it over the top to Haney, right back to Whitehead in the corner, puts it on the dribble, pulls it up, shot well off the mark. Offensive rebound, though, stuck back up and in by Ella Boland. And finally, Silver Lake on the board, 3 minutes plus into the game. 4-2 Nemaha Central, they set it up. Hermish wide open for three, front rim no, backside rebound, Holthouse another board, and they'll reset up top. 4-2 Thunder, 4.5 minutes to go in this first quarter. Here's Honeyman, hard drive, baseline left, cut off. Good defense by Zortle. Kick it back up top to Dollinghouse. Haney got a hand on it. Dollinghouse had to hit the floor trying to keep it alive and got it to Honeyman on the right block, who then lost it out of bounds. And another Nemaha Central turnover. That is four here in the opening quarter. And we'll get Nemaha Central a couple of subs in. So Sundbeck is into the game. Also Jade Mackey as well. Both teams have swapped two here in the first 4 minutes of this game, or near 4 minutes of this opening quarter. And Nemaha Central leading it 4-2. Now cross 420 to go in this opening frame. Here is Haney, kicks it left. This is Whitehead. Skips it into the corner. Now a nice entry pass. Layup good. Too easy inside for the 5'10 junior, Paige Hyman. And four straight now for the Eagles. We're tied at 4-4. Hermish, straight dive inside, rejected out of bounds. Emphatic block by the senior, Ella Bolin. It'll stay Nemaha Central basketball. 4-4 tie, 4 minutes into this game. Silver Lake, the defending 3A state champs. It was an incredible season a year ago, going undefeated at 26-0. Right now, 11-2 and 6-1 in league play. Nemaha Central at 10-4 and 7-0 in league play. There's a whistle on the perimeter and an inadvertent whistle called by the official, so Nemaha Central is going to have to reset here on the inbounds play. And Ray Penning in studio, Brandon Tamman with you here on KNCA. Two of the top-tier teams in the 3A classification duking it out here tonight. Monster in the league standings as well. Here is Mackey on the dribble. Probably got away with a double dribble, but gets it off into the corner with Hermish. Hard drive, getting by a defender. Now dumps it inside. Shot is up and good. That is Zoe Sudbeck for two. A 6-4 Nemaha Central lead at 3.5 minutes to go in the first. Here's Haney. Nice move. Getting by a defender. They kick it back up top. Wide open. This is a three that is short. And a long rebound near midcourt picked up by Honeyman. Honeyman stops on a dime, had it ripped away from behind, and then I think they're going to get a travel here. They will. So Whitehead came in. The Wolf wasn't called. She got the steal, fell to the floor, and ultimately a Silver Lake turnover after the Nemaha Central turnover. Thunder have the basketball with Dollinghouse right side of her own backboard. Thunder leading 6-4 at 3:17 to go in the first. They dump it to Sudbeck in the backcourt. Now up top to Mackey. Right side Dollinghouse squares it up and fires a three, and it's nothing but bottoms. Cammie Dollinghouse, an early five spot. 9-4, Nemaha Central, 5 minutes into the game. Honeyman trying to defend, can't do so. Easy bucket for Kaylin Haney. 9-6 Thunder, just south of 3 minutes to go. And now Honeyman, they tried to find her inside, and she fell to the floor, and it's taken away by Silver Lake. So already six turnovers here for Nemaha Central, yet a three-point lead. Right side pass. Here's a nice ball fake drive all the way to the rack and an easy two for Jaylee Whitehead. Four players that scored 2 points. Nemaha Central's lead down to one. It's 9-8 at 2.5 minutes to go in the first. Here's Honeyman up top looking for an entry pass. Not there to Sudbeck. Dollinghouse back to Honeyman. They are not worried about Honeyman shooting the three. They leave her open at the top of the key. Here is Holthouse on a drive. Kicks it right to Dollinghouse on the wing right. Now a long skip pass to Honeyman in the corner. They don't close out. One dribble right. Back up top it goes to Holthouse. Coming down the final 2 minutes here of this first quarter. And a good one so far. 9-8. Nemaha Central by one with the ball. Here's Honeyman at the elbow. Back to the bucket. Works right. Pulls it up from 10. Got the kind touch over the rim. And it drops in for two for Callie Honeyman. 4 points for her. Lead back to three. Silver Lake, they get up the floor quickly. And Karis Deiter with an easy two. And 11-10, the Nemaha Central lead back to one. Now 1:45 to go in the quarter. Good pace, good action. Here's a high ball screen. Dollinghouse by another defender. Drive and kick. Mackey in the corner. Turned down a semi-open three. Now it's Honeyman. Left block. Stopping inside. Sudbeck turning, firing, and can't get the shot to fall. And a rebound for Bolin and Silver Lake. Another long pass up the floor. Back out to the right wing. 1:20 to go in the quarter. A one-point Nemaha Central lead. Here's Haney on the perimeter right. Now they work it back left side to Bolin on the wing. Man-to-man defense right now for Nemaha Central. Bolin on the dribble right. Gets inside, swung it up with the left hand, and nearly got a wild shot to fall. And the miss pulled down by Holthouse, and now a timeout is going to be called on the floor. The 30-second timeout, we'll keep it right here. Our timeout's again brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. When it's time for a break, you're looking for that perfect snack at the concession stand or in your own living room. Try Schlegel's. Many flavors of homegrown popcorn. It is the perfect timeout snack. Ray Penning in studio. Brandon Tabman here on a KNZA. We got 63 seconds left to go in quarter number one. And right now, Nemaha Central at home with an 11-10 lead here on KNZA. The Thunder have 5 points for Cammie Dollinghouse. They got four from Callie Honeyman and then four Silver Lake. They got five players with 2 points each to equal that 10 on the scoreboard. Silver Lake, the defending Class 3A state champs. Their only two losses this season at Riley County on Tuesday. And they lost to the 1A D1 at number one team in Centralia all the way back in early December. So out of the timeout, here's Dollinghouse right to left into the front court. Haney nearly took it away, but Dollinghouse working around the perimeter. Haney plays great defense, averaging over three steals a game. Here's Holthouse, shut back, a little fadeaway. Jay got it to rattle in. Beautifully done in the post by Sudbeck, and she's got four. 13-10, Nemaha Central, 35 seconds and counting, first quarter. Here's Haney, casual with it, top of the key, wants a ball screen, works left, now drives inside, kicks it into the corner. That is Dider, gets to the rack, puts it up and in with the right hand, nicely done. Karis Dider, the freshman with four, and it's back to one. 13-12 NC, 19 seconds left in the quarter. See what Nemaha Central dials up here. Dollinghouse with it, picks it up prematurely, gets it inside. Sudbeck lost it out of bounds and a turnover with less than 11 seconds to go. So plenty of time here for Silver Lake to work the full length of the floor as Honeyman's going to check back into the game, and Sudbeck gets a breather. 10.7 on the clock to be exact. 13-12, Nemaha Central. Silver Lake dumps it in. Haney hasn't touched it yet. No pressure by Nemaha Central. She doesn't have to pick it up quite yet. Now she lets it roll all the way past the midcourt line. She picks it up now. Darts a pass into the corner. A quick three, barely grazed iron. Fighting for the rebound is Garrity, and she's fouled on the floor with 4.6 seconds left. So Garrity got the rebound. And Karis Dider picked up the first Silver Lake foul. So now 4.6 seconds here for Nemaha Central. They got to go the full length of the floor. Let's see if they can get some kind of a decent look. Get it into Dollinghouse. Gets it to midcourt. 2 seconds. Pass taken away, and that's going to take us to the end of the first quarter. Well, turnover's an issue, but Nemaha Central yet leading after one. Monstrous matchup here in the Big East League in our girls' game after one. Nemaha Central 13 and Silver Lake 12. Back after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa. Refrigerator and freezer. The internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Meet Jason Rodenbaum, your newest commercial, personal, or agricultural lender with Community National Bank.
Hi, I'm Jason Rodenbaum with Community National Bank. With 6 years of banking experience and being in Northeast Kansas for most of my life, I'm dedicated to serving our community's financial needs. Whether you're looking for personal, agricultural, and commercial banking solutions, I'm here to help. Let's achieve your financial goals today. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
You feel right at home, Community National Bank.
Member FDIC, Eagle Housing Lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Good pace, good action here in our girls' contest. After one quarter, Nemaha Central 13, Silver Lake 12. Second quarter action coming up here on KNZA, our broadcast presented by Rainbow Communications. Ray Penning in studio. I'm Brandon Tabman here on 103.9. Back to it. Here we go from left to right. Silver Lake down one, opening possession offensively in quarter number two. They work it into the right side corner. Now on the wing right, that's Jaylee Whitehead. Now up top left side, the freshman in Dider driving, kicking right. Three on the way. Hits the rim twice, falls off. Nice rebound for Reagan Garrity. And now pushing medium pace, Nemaha Central into the front court. And good transition defense there for Silver Lake to get back in time. Resetting up top. This is Hermish with the basketball. Garrity fading away. Nearly got it to go, but left it short from 10. And a rebound by Dider and Silver Lake. Now reaching in is Nemaha Central and a foul on the floor. And the foul against Kennedy McKee, 5'6 freshman, now on the floor here for Nemaha Central. That's just the third foul between the two teams as we are underway in the second quarter. Silver Lake chance to take the lead on this possession. Here's Bolin up top. Right side on the wing. It goes to Whitehead. Now back into the corner with Wendy. Whitehead again up top to Bolin. Puts it on the dribble right. Picks it up. Delivers a long three. Left it short. And the rebound, last touch by Nemaha Central, out of bounds. So Silver Lake keeping the possession at 7:08 to go in the first half and trailing 13-12. Nemaha Central last year won the Big 7 League Championship, the final one. They won seven consecutive Big 7 League titles. Big East League now appearing to be down to four teams come the home stretch. Here's a nice entry pass. Good kick. Whitehead open for three off the right rim. Offensive rebound is blocked by Honeyman. She can't save it inside. But again, good defense to limit that shot. Another chance here for Silver Lake. Right elbow it goes. Now diving, kicking right into the corner. Good look for three. Not there this time. And a rebound for Callie Honeyman. So a couple of good looks for three right there, just unable to get him to go. Now Hermish, a hard drive from the right wing. She missed a wide-open bunny inside. And now a tie-up is going to be called, and the possession's going to keep it with Nemaha Central. Well, Nemaha Central, they're dominating the rebounding right now, but they have way more turnovers. Yet they have a 13-12 lead, about 90 seconds into the second quarter, still looking for our first points in the second period. Here is Dollinghouse to throw it in, left side of her own backboard. A quick ball fake, holding it at the right hip, has to get it in, does so to Garrity, right block, bouncing it back to Dollinghouse, who drives inside, had it blocked away, but a foul's called, and our first opportunity for free throws coming at 90 seconds into the second quarter. And they get the Silver Lake foul on Jaylee Whitehead, and that is her first, and the first team foul in quarter number two. This puts Cammy Dollinghouse at the line. 5 points here in the first half, 52% at the line on the year. And her first free throw rattles out, no good. Nemaha Central as a team at 53% from the charity stripe at this point in the season. 13-12 Thunder, 90 seconds into quarter number two. Dollinghouse fires and delivers that one. So she goes one for two, has six to lead all scores. And a 14-12 Nemaha Central lead. It's now under 6.5 minutes to go in the first half. Haney into the front court. Hands it off to Dieter on a curl. Good extra pass into the corner. Wide open three. That is buried by Jaylee Whitehead. The first three in the half for Silver Lake. And they retake a lead here at 15-14. There's Dollinghouse being hounded high left here by Haney. Nearly poking it away a couple occasions. Now Hermish on the wing left. Honeyman a touch up top. Right back to Hermish at that same spot. Puts it on the dribble. Driving in. Thought about pulling from the elbow. Has her back to the basket now. Has to kick it back up top to Dollinghouse. Here's Garrity at the elbow. Lost it. Handing it off. And getting it back up top here for a reset with Holthouse. Puts it on the dribble. Left side. Now Honeyman in the corner. Right-handed dribbles into the paint. Up top to Hermish. Nice move to get by a defender. Stops in the paint. Puts up a semi-contested shot. It's short. Rebound Silver Lake and Karis Dieter. Here's Haney into the front court. 2.5 minutes into this second quarter. A 1-point Silver Lake lead. Left side it goes. That is Whitehead. Gets to the rack. A lot of contact. Missed the shot. And Hermish the rebound for Nemaha Central. And then it was taken away. Turnover by NC. Turnaround shot is off the window. Good for Hyman. Defense leading to offense. And the lead for Silver Lake is now three. It's 17-14. And right at about 3 minutes into this second quarter. That is now 9 first-half turnovers for Nemaha Central. Honeyman inside, a lot of contact, and the foul's called. Silver Lake fans do not agree. And they get the foul on Bolin, her first, team second. And a second chance at the line for Nemaha Central in this quarter. And this time, the 5'11 senior in Callie Honeyman. 4 points, 3 rebounds already in the first half. Make it 5 as she knocks in the first free throw. Leading scorer for Nemaha Central, unanimous first-team All-League selection last year as a junior. 17-15 Silver Lake. Honeyman one more at the line, and that one halfway down and out. She goes one for two. Rebound Ella Bolin for Silver Lake. 2-point Eagles lead at 4:52 to go in this first half. Here's Haney, beautiful pass, but the shot missed inside. Somehow hit off the side of the backboard, and a rebound for Hallie Holtown. Into the front court. Mackey over the top. Good defense by Haney. She comes away with a steal. 10 first-half turnovers right now for Nemaha Central. Here's Haney right side on the wing. A 2-point Silver Lake lead. She darts the pass into the corner. Here's a baseline drive cut off by Honeyman. Good job there. And now bumped and fouled at the right elbow is Whitehead. And Mackey's the one that fell into her, and that's going to be her first foul. And team foul number two on the Thunder. 4:25 left in this first half. 17-15 our score. Silver Lake with the basketball. Right side it goes on the wing to Whitehead on the inbounds. Now Haney dumps it inside, and they get Honeyman over the back. They were trying to find Hyman on the block. Just reached over the top, and that foul on Honeyman is going to be her first and now team third. Throwing it in, Taylor Zordel, 5'5 senior. Right side of her own backboard, trying to add to a two-point lead. Into the corner it goes. Now they want a post touch through a lot of bodies. Ball still trying to be taken away. Sudbeck ties up inside, and that is going to be possession to Silver Lake. Good defense by Zoe Sudbeck. The Eagles will have another opportunity here on the tie-up. Now, Kaylin Haney's been quiet here so far in the first half, just 2 points, averaging 19 per on the year. One of the best guards in the state of Kansas. Left side it goes. This is Haney. Had it knocked away, but picking it up in the corner is Zordel. Back up top to Whitehead. Puts it on the dribble right. Dumps this to Bullen in the corner. Whitehead up top. She sets, fires, and hits a three. Jaylee Whitehead, how about this? Her second triple. She has got 8 points to now lead all scores. Largest lead here for Silver Lake at 5 at 20-15. Officially past the halfway point of this second period. Over the top, looking for Honeyman, trying to save it. Does so in the corner. Great effort there to keep it alive to Holthouse. Here's Dollinghouse on the perimeter, shaded more to the wing right. And now works it back top of the key. Hands it off to Holthouse. She's backed out quickly by Zordel. Good defense, but a better offensive play. A drive and a bucket for Hallie Holthouse. Gets the Thunder within three at 20-17 at 3:20 to go in this first half. Right side pass, it goes into the corner with Whitehead. They reverse it around the perimeter. Left side on the wing to Zordel. Now Haney, nice direct pass. Bolin open for three, hits off the heel, fighting for the rebound. And another Hallie Holthouse rebound, wants to push the tempo. She wants to go coast to coast. Haney says no. With the left hand, rejected out of bounds. Good defense by the All-State guard and Kaylin Haney. Clock stopped at 3:02 to go in the half. The lead for Silver Lake is 20-17. Both teams alternating a couple subs here. Thunder with the possession underneath their own basket. Both teams have had some emphatic blocks here in the first half. Dollinghouse, one-handed pass. It got through traffic to Kennedy McKee. Right now up top with Holthouse. Has it on the dribble. Gets it into the paint. Kicks it left into the corner. Honeyman now. Ball faking on the dribble. Gets near the block. Kicks it back to the wing. Haddon Hilton seen enough of that possession, and he calls the timeout at 2:46 to go in the half. Check to see if it's a full or a 30. It's a full, so we'll follow suit. 2:46 to go, first half, a good one brewing. Silver Lake 20, Nemaha Central 17. Back in a tight 30 here on KNZA.
Hi, I'm Brandy Leiberger, Activity Director at Life Care Center of Seneca. Activities, community involvement. At Life Care Center of Seneca, we do whatever it takes to assist our community members with a home-like schedule. The Seneca and surrounding communities are very involved in activities, volunteering in our building by playing cards, assisting with Mass, Communion, Bingo, hosting Rosary every day at 4 p.m., and so much more. Check us out on Facebook or come and see us today. Life Care Center of Seneca, 512 Community Drive, Seneca, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Silver Lake at Nemaha Central, girls game. We got 2:46 to go in the first half. Eagles on the road leading by three at 20-17. Our game brought to you by Rainbow Communications here on KNZA. Ray Pinning in studio. I'm Brandon Tabin. Well, right now, if you look at the Big East League standings, it appears to be a four-team race. Now, I'm not saying that can't change down the road, but Riley County is 8-0 going into tonight. Nemaha Central at 7-0 in league play. Silver Lake, they lost to Riley County earlier this week. They are 6-1, and St. Mary's quietly in the mix at 5-1. So it shows you how crucial this game is tonight for both these teams fighting for that first-ever Big East League championship. Out of the timeout, Nemaha Central down three with the ball. They get it up top to Kennedy McKee. Now Honeyman in the corner. Zone defense. Good. Pass into the corner. A three on the way. Front rim, no. Tipped into the air and into the hands of Kaylin Haney, who is stopped in transition. Nicely done by the Thunder to slow that breakdown. Oh, Haney putting on some moves. Kicks it right into the corner with Wendy. Gets to the rack. Lays it in left hand. Count it and the foul. right side of the floor, left-handed finish, and Wendy's into the book and a chance at a three-point play. And the foul is on Tammy Dollinghouse and the first player tonight with two fouls. A 5'5 sophomore, Savannah Wendy, missed the free throw, but an offensive rebound and then blocked out of bounds. Alana Brewster got up there, and then Honeyman swatted it away. But still a positive for Silver Lake. They don't get the three-point play, but they do keep the possession after the offensive rebound. 2:17 to go, first half, 22-17. They set up a three straight away, and it's an air ball out of bounds. Trying to save it was Wendy, couldn't do so. Boy, they set up Terrace Dider beautifully at the top of the key, wide open from downtown, but missed everything on that one. So Nemaha Central gets it back, just north of 2 minutes to go in the half. 22-17, Thunder trailing now with the ball. Here's Sudbeck with it, left side on the wing. Both these teams have really changed up their defenses throughout the course of this first half. Now Honeyman in the corner, she'll fire. Front rim, no, on a three, but an offensive rebound by Sudbeck. And now it's tipped and taken away, another Nemaha Central turnover. And they've got some offensive rebounds Nemaha Central has, but haven't been able to take advantage. Haney on the dribble, gets in the paint. Nice ball fake, step through, shot, no. And tips, and second chance up and in this time by Dider. Right place, right time for the freshman, Karis Dider, and it's 24-17 Silver Lake, their largest lead here in the ball game tonight. Crucial 90 seconds here for Nemaha Central. Right when I say that, they turn it over again. Here's Haney, Silver Lake, they got numbers. Little hesitation, dumps it down, tipped in the air, and Silver Lake turns it over, and then a foul on the floor against the Eagles after the turnover. Boy, Silver Lake had the numbers there in transition, and they can't get a look at the rim as the Silver Lake foul is on Ella Boland. That's going to be her second and the third team foul in the quarter. Jaylee Whitehead back into the game for Silver Lake as Boland gets a breather with the two fouls. Reagan Garrity also back in for Nemaha Central. Allie Holthaus will get a breather as well. 1:15 left in the half. Largest lead for Silver Lake right now at 24-17. Here's Honeyman into the front court, working as a guard, had it knocked away, back behind midcourt, and they turn it over, they call it an over and back. It was hard to tell if Silver Lake touched that, but the official says they did not, and that is another turnover. That is really hurting the Thunder here in this first half. That is 13 first half turnovers. Silver Lake, by the way, only two turnovers in the first half so far. Here's Haney in between the rings out high. Final minute to go in this half, trying to add to a seven-point lead. Kicks it left to Dider. Back up top. It is Whitehead. Puts it on the dribble right. Now on a curl, it's Wendy. Short corner. Here's a kick. Driving is Whitehead to the rack. Shot might have been blocked into the hands of a Silver Lake player who missed a second chance. And now a third opportunity for Silver Lake as Brewster had a chance. Another shot, no. And finally ripped away by Hermish and a foul on the Eagles. Well, Silver Lake hadn't had many offensive rebounds really until this quarter. As Dider now picks up her second foul, that'll bring back Zortel into the game. Both teams now with four fouls apiece at 39 seconds to go. So the next foul will have free throws potentially for the fouled team. Now 24-17, it's been a dominant defensive effort for Silver Lake in this second quarter. Nemaha Central, they have only scored 4 points in this quarter. 28 seconds to go. Here's Hermish, left side. Now Dollinghouse thought about it. Again, Nemaha Central can play for this final shot if they want. Here's Honeyman, Hermish. They want it inside. They don't find the pass. Now they set up Dollinghouse, deep right wing three, front rim no, tips into the air. Haney has it, and now pushing with 7 seconds. Long pass up the floor and then lost out of bounds, as Zortel couldn't handle. And at 5 seconds to go, Nemaha Central, they have the full length of the floor to work. If they can get any kind of opportunity, had a similar scenario at the end of the first quarter and ended up turning it over. Honeyman to throw it in. Gets it into Dollinghouse. Down to three. Gets it to midcourt. Hermish in the corner. Lost it. And just like the first quarter, another turnover to end the frame. And a Silver Lake player's on the floor. That's Haney. Appears to be okay, back up to her feet. Well, now Silver Lake just less than a second to go, 0.8 to be exact. They have dominated both ends of the floor here in this second quarter. They get it into Haney. They might give her a look. A one-handed deep shot off the top of the backboard, and that takes us to halftime. Dominant second quarter by Silver Lake, the defending 3A champion, and they lead here at Nemaha Central 24-17 at halftime. Well, it is time for our halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home but far from dead. Find them online, highlandcc.edu. Monster matchup in the Big East League, defending champs by seven. Talk about it after a break here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Are you going in for a layup against your current insurance provider and you just can't seem to make the basket? Stop by your local SBS insurance office and we'll develop the best play to get you the slam dunk of coverage for all of your insurance needs.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
When you shop, dine, and bank locally, your money doesn't evaporate to some corporate office across the country. Instead, it is reinvested back into your community. Here at First Heritage Bank, we make it a priority to give back to the local communities we serve through contributions to local healthcare facilities, sponsoring school activities and organizations, as well as volunteering at community events, just to name a few. You can count on us, and we are thankful for your business. First Heritage Bank is an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8 to noon.
Nemaha Valley Motors is starting the new year off right by clearing out the old inventory. Currently in stock, we have a 2024 Ram 2500 Tradesman with a 6.4-liter Hemi and over $9,000 in rebates. A 2024 Jeep Gladiator Sport with 15% off MSRP, which equates to a $10,000 discount, or if you're looking for something a little sportier, a 2024 Dodge Hornet with $5,500 in discounts. To see our entire selection, check out our website at NemahaValleyMotors.com or stop by our dealership and see how easy a vehicle purchase can be.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Beer Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Halftime again brought to you by Highland Community College. Ray Penning in studio. Brandon Tamman with you here on KNCA in a good second quarter for the defending 3A champs in Silver Lake. Number three ranking right now in the state within a record of 11-2, but right now leading at Nemaha Central 24-17 at the half. This was nip and tuck back and forth in the first quarter. Nemaha Central led it 13-12 after the first 8 minutes, but Silver Lake, they turned it on, outscoring the Thunder 12-4 in quarter number two, and they have a 24-17 halftime lead. Let's go to the numbers in this first half, and we'll start with Silver Lake with a touchdown lead. How about the 5'5 sophomore off the bench, Jaylee Whitehead, leading all scorers right now with 8. She knocked down a couple of threes in that first half. Karis Dider, a freshman, 6 points as well. 4 from Paige Hyman. And then 2 points apiece, Ella Bolin, Savannah Windy, and Kaylin Haney. Well, if you told Nemaha Central you held one of the best guards in the state to 2 points in the first half, you'd probably be feeling pretty good. Well, you look up on the scoreboard and you're still down 7. Well, part of that is turnovers. Nemaha Central, 8 in the first quarter, and then 6 more turnovers in the second quarter. They turned it over 14 times in the first half, and that's right on their average per game on the year. So that's not a good sign for Nemaha Central reaching that number by halftime, but that has been a key difference in kind of how this game has played out to this point. On the other side for Nemaha Central, they got 6 in the first half from Cammie Dollinghouse. They got 5 from Callie Honeyman, and they got 4 from Zoe Sudbeck, and they also got 2 points from Hallie Holthouse. Holthouse does have 6 rebounds as well in the first half. Thunder also out-rebounding Silver Lake 17-11, but again, the turnovers, 14 for Nemaha Central, only 3 for Silver Lake. That is a dynamite difference that has helped Silver Lake have this first half lead. Not a lot of free throws by either team in the first half. Silver Lake just had 1 free throw attempt in the first half. They did not make that attempt. Nemaha Central, they were 2 out of 4 from the free throw line. As always, our stats are brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Visit member firms Holton Tax Services in Holton. That is with Mike Tanking, Kay Omler, and Michelle Callison. For NEK Tax Services in Whiting, that is with Jacob Ying and Courtney Brockhoff. Again, Ray Penning in studio. I'm Brandon Tabin. A 3-minute timeout. Girls second half action is coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Attention Sepetha residents. Rainbow Communications is expanding its fiber broadband network to your community. Construction is officially set to begin in 2026 on a $4.5 million project that will install nearly 63 miles of state-of-the-art fiber optic cabling. This expansion will bring extremely fast internet speeds up to 2 gigabits per second to over 2,300 homes. This project is part of Rainbow Communications' commitment to fostering economic growth and innovation in Sepetha. Learn more by contacting Rainbow Communications or visit fiber.rainbowtel.com.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yinkst and Courtney Brockhoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have 3 styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, heinentruevalue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
Your heart is your lifeline, and every beat matters. If you've experienced a heart attack, surgery, or have heart disease, you are not alone, and we are here to help. At Nemaha Valley Community Hospital Cardiac Rehab, we guide you every step of the way to rebuild strength, regain confidence, and live life fully. With a personalized exercise plan and expert care, you'll take back control of your health. Take the first step today and call Kylie Felkiam at 785-336-6181. Because a stronger heart means a stronger you. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth Dieters, the right agent with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need. 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP. An equal opportunity provider.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Moments away from starting the second half here at Nemaha Central High School, our girls' game, a marquee one tonight in the Big East League. And I say marquee, it is the marquee game tonight in the Big East League. And right now, Silver Lake, the defending state champion in Class 3A, a dominant second quarter, leading it by 7 at 24-17 as we get set to start the second half. Again, Ray Penning in the studio. I'm Brandon Tabman here on KNCA. Now, keys to the second half. Starting with Silver Lake, you're doing fine with the possession. You're not turning it over, but Kaylin Haney, your All-State guard, averaging 19 points per game. She was held to just 2 points in that first half. Now she has multiple assists. She has multiple steals as well, and that's what she does, getting her teammates involved. Get Haney going in the second half. That's going to do wonders for Silver Lake to try to keep themselves out in front of Nemaha Central. And for the Thunder, it's simple. Stop turning the ball over. 14 first-half turnovers for Nemaha Central compared to just 3 for Silver Lake. You just look at that number, and then you look up, and you're Haddon Hilton of Nemaha Central and the head coach. At that point, you feel pretty fortunate that you're only down 7 here as we get set to start the second half. So they're the keys to this second half. Is in Riley County, we had seen, was trailing Hiawatha at the half. And that's a key marquee one to look at for this game tonight, because Riley County and Nemaha Central both entered tonight undefeated in league play. Silver Lake was just one game back at 6-1. So again, Monster League Championship implications on the line with this one tonight. And we're back to it, quarter number 3. First possession for Nemaha. Honeyman a touch. Shot up off the window, but couldn't get it to go. One and done there. Karis Dider the rebound for Silver Lake. And now they have a chance to add to this 7-point lead at 20 seconds into the third quarter. 1-3-1. Haney goes into the corner with Dider. Bowling up top. Looking inside. Kicks it. And a foul. First foul, 29 seconds into the quarter. And they get this one on Emma Hermish. That's going to be her first. There was only 2 combined fouls, 1 apiece in the first quarter, and there were 8 total fouls in the second quarter, 4 on each team. Nice pass into the corner, good ball fake, now a dump down inside, and taken away, good steal by Dollinghouse. That's just the 4th turnover on Silver Lake tonight. Dollinghouse, Honeyman inside, gathering, trying to kick it back out, might have got away with a walk. Hermish fires a 3, hits the rim twice, Honeyman the rebound, can't make the putback. And it's cleared away this time by Silver Lake. Now Dollinghouse comes away with a steal here. Silver Lake having some issues and an easy layup for Callie Honeyman. Well, we've talked turnovers and how that was not an issue for Silver Lake, and they've already got 2 early turnovers here in the third quarter. Here's Haney left side. It's a 5-point Silver Lake lead. 6:45 to go in the third. Nice hesitation to the rack. Easy two. Kaylin Haney, you got to stop ball, and she got right to the rim from the left wing. She's got 4. The lead back to 7 at 26-19. We've played 90 seconds in the quarter. Dollinghouse, ball fake. Shot rejected again by Haney, and a rebound for Zortel. Haney trying to fight through 3 defenders. Dumps it down right block. Hesitate. Shot good. That's Hyman. Another assist for Kaylin Haney, and the largest lead for Silver Lake at 9. 28-19, about 2 minutes into the quarter. Right side pass. Now they go inside. Garrity on the block, trying to use the muscle. Lost it out of bounds and a turnover. And Silver Lake getting buckets by Haney and Hyman here in the first near 2 minutes. Honeyman the lone bucket in that stretch for Nemaha Central. Here's Haney, left side on the wing. Wayside dribbles, one-handed pass inside. Shot rejected by Garrity and a rebound for her. Both teams, multiple blocks in this game. Dollinghouse right side. Here's a drive. Holthouse to the rim. Tried to swing it to Honeyman. Can she save it? She can, but to the wrong team. And that's another turnover for Nemaha Central. 5:35 to go, quarter number 3. 28-19, Silver Lake. Haney into the corner. Zortel. Or correction, that was Dider. Back up top to Boland. Thunder here. Continuing this zone defense. Over the top pass, nice entry, little ball fake, shot up and good off the window by Paige Hyman. Another assist for Kaylin Haney, and it's now 30-19. First double-digit lead in this game on either side. Here's Honeyman driving in up top, Dollinghouse. She'll dive it in, kick it right, Holthouse to fake, thought about a 3, instead back up top to Dollinghouse. 3 sets at 3 minutes into the quarter. Here's a drive and a bump and a foul from the left corner. First foul against the Eagles here in quarter number 3. And this one on Zortel, her first. And now a timeout on the floor. It is a full, so we're going to follow suit. 4:57 to go. Quarter number three, Silver Lake, their largest lead. It's 30-19. Back in 30 seconds here on KNZA.
Have you been thinking about your future? Now more than ever is the perfect time to start planning. Here at United Bank & Trust, we're committed to helping you secure your financial future. That's why we're offering individual retirement accounts, or IRAs. With our flexible options, we will help find a plan that works for you. Don't wait for tomorrow. Plan for a future today with United Bank & Trust. Visit your local branch or our website today. United Bank & Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Ray Penning doing the Lord's work in our studios. I'm Brandon Tabman doing the light work here on KNZA. Nemaha Central hosting Silver Lake. Monster Big East League battles here tonight. The girls' contest, the defending 3A champs in Silver Lake, their largest lead of the game at 30-19. Nemaha Central, they have been stymied on the offensive end as they have scored just 6 points since the first quarter. Got 4:57 left here in the third. That tells you the drought that they are on. They led it 13-12 after one, but it has been all Silver Lake since. A lot of time to go in this game. Here's a drive. Hermish picks it up. Now fades away. A difficult shot. It was an air ball, and it's going to be out of bounds, and it will be Silver Lake basketball. That was a difficult shot by Hermish from the left wing, about 16 away with the defender right on her. As Haney now works it into the front court, half-court pressure here, but Silver Lake breaking it, driving, shooting, and finishing. Beautifully done by the freshman and Karis Sider, who's got 8 points here in the game. Largest lead continues to build at 32-19. Honeyman inside, missed the shot. It was off balance. And another rebound for Dider. She has got five. Silver Lake in control by 13 at 4:20 to go in this third quarter. Boland thought about pulling it up. Dollinghouse read that pass and took it away. A steal. Now stops on the top of the key. Silver Lake's transition defense good there. Now Nemaha Central has to reset. We're halfway in and halfway home to go. Quarter number three. There's a tip pass out of bounds. Karis Dider got the hand in there. Alana Brewster is going to check back in. Right now the clock at 4:04 here in the third. 32-19 Silver Lake. Nemaha Central and Riley County entered tonight in league play undefeated. But right now Nemaha Central, of course, losing right now. And last checked, Riley County, they were losing against Hiawatha. So this that ended how it is right now. That would be perfect scenario for Silver Lake tonight. Nemaha Central, they got to find something on offense. Silver Lake's defense has been great here since the first quarter. Here's Mackey on a drive, stops on the block, kicks it out to Dollinghouse. Now Sudbeck gets a good look from short distance, but left it short, and the rebound cleared away by Wendy and Silver Lake. 32-19, trying to add to the Baker's dozen. They kick it into the corner, driving, back up top, Boland set, tees it up, a three, front rim, no. Long rebound, chased down by Whitehead, and a second chance opportunity here for the Eagles, and now under 3.5 minutes to go in the quarter. Haney going to work, dumps it into the corner. Winnie, a drive. Boland, right side on the block, missed the shot. A lot of defenders around, and they're going to say it's last touch by Silver Lake. So it will be Nemaha Central basketball. It was 24-17 at the half, and it's 32-19 right now with 3:14 to go in the third. Silver Lake has controlled the pace, and now Haney with the pickpocket at midcourt. Two defenders she's trying to work by, and then she whacks at the rim, and a foul's called. Silver Lake coaches jumped off their feet. It was a late whistle, but it was called correct, and now free throws for Haney. They get the foul on Dollinghouse, and that's a big one. That is her third. And here's Kaylin Haney at the line, a sensational guard. She scored 26 points in the state championship game last year, and in that game she was 14 of 15 at the line. That was against Heston. And that free throw short. 76% on the year right now this season. Averaging 19 points, 6 rebounds, 5 assists, and over 3 steals a game. Only a junior. K Callie Honeyman back in here for Nemaha Central. That's just the second free throw attempt of the game for Silver Lake, and now the third is on the way and good by Haney. Now 5 points for Kaylin Haney, and the lead is 14, 33-19, and just over 3 minutes to go in this third quarter. This is a crucial 3 minutes coming up here for Nemaha Central. They try to work their way back into this game. Here's Holthaus off the screen. Good defense there on the screen. Now over the top. Sudbeck inside. Lost it. Got it back out to Dollinghouse and avoided a turnover. Dollinghouse up to Honeyman. Kicks it back up top. Holthaus with it. Man-to-man defense, and strong it is by Silver Lake here. Honeyman on the wing. Little hesitation. Thought about it. Now Holthaus again. Had it knocked away. Good defense by Dieter. Now a chance here for McKee, who's got it. Lost it inside, and now a scrum on the floor. It's going to be a jump ball. Possession arrow, Silver Lake, and another Nemaha Central turnover. Fourth turnover in the quarter, now 18 in the game. That has been a crucial stat in this game so far tonight as we're late portions of the third quarter. A 1-2-2 full court press here. Silver Lake going against. Here's the trap across midcourt. Dieter working around it. Gets it off to the right wing to Whitehead. Whitehead working around a couple defenders. Now wide open in the corner. It's Wendy. Baseline drive rejected at the rim by Honeyman. And it's finally ripped away. Another block shot for Nemaha Central as Holthaus has her seventh rebound of the game. And right up the floor, they tried Honeyman inside. It's taken away by Boland. Another turnover. 2 minutes to go. 14-point lead to the rack. They don't stop the ball. Layup good by Dieter. First player in double figures is the 5'6 freshman guard. 35-19. The lead slowly continues to build here in the third quarter. Sudbeck laid a good screen. Dollinghouse using it to the rack for two. Nicely done. And Dollinghouse with eight and a timeout on the floor. The 30-second timeout. We'll keep it right here. Again, our timeout here on KNZA. It is brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. Time for a break. You're looking for that perfect snack at the concession stand or in your own living room. Try Schlegel's. Many flavors of homegrown popcorn, the perfect timeout snack. Again, Ray Penning, our studio producer. Brandon Tadman here with you on KNZA. It is a packed house tonight here at Nemaha Central. Right now, the defending champs in Class 3A leading the Thunder 35-21. They have dominated this game since the first quarter. Nemaha Central, Silver Lake, they went back and forth in that first quarter. Thunder led 13-12, but it was a 12-4 advantage in quarter number two for Silver Lake. They led it 24-17 at the half, and they have doubled that lead here in the third quarter with 1:37 to go. It is up to 14 at 35-21. So out of the timeout, Haney with it, pushing into the front court. Little half-court press here. Silver Lake doing a good job as Nemaha Central backs up into the zone defense. Here's Haney with it, high left on the wing. Correction, Nemaha Central going man-to-man here. Nice drive and kick. Dieter into the paint, tough shot. Left side rim, no. Rebound for Callie Honeyman. Honeyman now five rebounds in the game. Down to 70 seconds left in the quarter, a 14-point Silver Lake lead. Here's Dollinghouse right side, holds it right hip. Now gets it back up top. Open, Mackey a three, in and out, no. Sudbeck the rebound, gathering and putting it up and in. 6 points for Zoe Sudbeck, and it's 35-23 Eagles, and now at 53 seconds to go in the quarter. Here's Boland left side, darting to Dieter, now short corner. Another block shot by Honeyman, and she rips it away. Honeyman, two-on-one break, bounce pass, Hermish, no good. It might have been partially blocked by Haney, but Sudbeck gets it back. She missed the shot, and now finally cleared away by Dieter, and that whistle and a foul on Nemaha Central. Opportunity on the second chance there for Sudbeck, but she couldn't get it to go. And the foul was on Sudbeck, her first, and team foul number three, as Paige Hyman's back into the game. Right now, the Eagles leading by 12 at 35-23, 33.9 seconds left in the third. So certainly Silver Lake can play for the final shot if they want. Here's Haney into the front court, long pass near side, now into the corner it goes. This is Wendy. Back up top, Kaylin Haney. Head coach Kyle Porter says, get it into our best player's hands right now in a crucial spot late in this third quarter. Waving it off, they're wasting the time here. down to 10 seconds. Double screen. She works it right. Stops on the wing. Now picks it up. Up top, Ella Boland wide open for three. It's an air ball. And trying to save it and unable to do so is Hyman. Out of bounds it goes with just a second to go. Well, they set it up beautifully. Boland had a good look, but missed everything. And now just a second here for Nemaha Central. See if they can even get something towards the basket. They throw it in, and that shot's going to be well late, and that takes us to the end of the third quarter. Silver Lake, the defending 3A champs on the road in a huge game tonight in league play. They lead it by 12 as we got 8 minutes to go. Our score after three quarters, Silver Lake 35, Nemaha Central 23. Fourth quarter action straight ahead here on KNZA.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
At the Brian Green Allstate Agency, we redefine insurance options. Be rewarded for your hard work to build your credit as we offer unparalleled rate customization. This is Brian Green. While others limit your choices, we believe in adapting to your needs. Don't stay stuck in old ways. Experience a new era of insurance tailored to you. Trust me and my team for innovative coverage that fits your lifestyle, your protection, your way. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency with Allstate, where you're in good hands, ours.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, 8 minutes left for Nemaha Central at home. They got to bounce back here and come back. They trail Silver Lake 35-23. It's crucial Big East League matchup tonight here in Seneca. Thunder with the basketball, opening possession of the final 8 minutes. Right now it's in the hands of McKee. Up top it goes to Holthouse. Nice ball fake, drive, picks right, another ball fake. Is a drive by McKee, bumped out to the top of the key, and they'll reset with Holthouse. 20 seconds in, 12-point Silver Lake lead here early in the fourth quarter, near steal, but picked up top by Jade Mackey. Now driving, had it bumped away, but a foul. Kaylin Haney's reaction was, I did not agree, but that is going to be her first. 29 seconds into the fourth quarter, 12-point Silver Lake lead. Well, last checked with Ray in studio during that last timeout, Hiawatha was still in front of Riley County in the third quarter, which is huge for both these teams. And now there's an aggressive drive and two free throws coming up here, diving in from the left corner. And the baseline drive by Holthouse will put her at the line as Karis Dider picks up her third foul. And quickly, two fouls here in the quarter by Silver Lake. Holthouse, her first opportunity at the line tonight. She buries the first free throw. 3 points and seven rebounds for the 5'6 senior in tonight's game so far. And her second is off the right rim, no good. She goes one for two. Rebound, Ella Boland. 35-24, Silver Lake. Not quite a minute into the fourth quarter. Pass into the corner. Now Boland up top. Right side it goes to Dider. Dider now hands it off to Haney on a curl. Gets to the free throw line. Kicks it left. Back up top. Now right side on the wing with Dider. There's a post touch by Hyman. Now into the corner with Boland. They want Hyman inside. Beautiful feed. Layup no, but a foul. Beautiful inside-out game by the two forwards for Silver Lake. And the foul, Reagan Garrity picks up her first. And free throws coming up for Paige Hyman. 5'10 junior, 8 points here tonight, trying to add to it. And her first free throw, high arcing, nothing but net. 67% at the line for her so far. We have played 59 seconds in the fourth quarter. And the second free throw, high arc, nicely done. Hyman makes them both. She has got 10, and it's 37-24. Lead back to 13. Baker's does in a minute into the final frame. Nemaha Central into the front court. They have struggled offensively since the first quarter. A lot of that credit to the Silver Lake defense. Honeyman darts a pass to Mackey in the corner. Now Holthouse up top. Now Honeyman into the corner right side with McKee. Post touch, trying to go to Honeyman backside. Pass tipped around, still being tipped around, and saved by Nevaeh Central to reset. 6.5 minutes to go in the game. Here's Holthaus getting by Haney. Got it up to go. Nicely done, Hallie Holthaus. She's got five. 37-26 at 6:20 to go in the game. Showing a little half-court press again. Silver Lake beats it. Into the corner with Zortel. Now up top, Bolin. Of course, the time in favor of Silver Lake. No shot clock here. You certainly can tell they are trying to slow the pace down a touch here late. Here's Haney on a drive. Right side kick. Back up top, Bolin. Tees up a deep three. Halfway down and out. No. But an offensive rebound by Haney to keep it alive. And then the pass thrown out of bounds. And I think they're going to say it was last hit by Nevaeh Central. Fans don't agree. And they do change the call. So they originally said it was going to be Nevaeh Central basketball, but the far side official said, nope, it was tipped. Silver Lake avoids losing that possession as Emma Hermish is back into the game for Nevaeh Central here. 5:54 left, 37-26 Silver Lake. They got the ball. Here's Bolin up top. Hyman dumping it inside. It hit the bottom of the rim on the pass, and that's going to be a turnover by Silver Lake. Haven't had many of those tonight. Chance to get it under 10 here with a bucket for Nevaeh Central. Here's Honeyman from the right wing. Gets to the block. Kicks it out. This is Hermish in the paint. Might have been a walk. No call. Silver Lake fans wanted it. They do not get it. Now Dollinghouse drives to her right. Shot up and good in the paint for Cammy Dollinghouse. And she's got 10. And it's a 9-point game. 37-28 at 5:20 to go. Into the corner with Zortel. Up top, Bolin. Bolin puts it on the dribble on Honeyman, hands it off to Haney, and a whistle and a foul. And they're going to get Holthaus with this foul, trying to work around a screen. Second foul against the Thunder in the quarter as Whitehead comes back into the game. A 9-point game, not quite 3 minutes into the fourth quarter. Here is Haney. Casual, between the legs, wants the double screen, works left, now dives in to the rack. Beautiful finish. Kaylin Haney, my goodness. She's got 7. 39-28, lead back to 11 at 4:55 and counting. Here's Dollinghouse trying to get a screen and runs into her own teammate, has to pick it up, gets it off to Honeyman up top. She'll pull up from the free throw line, off the heel strong, rebound Haney. 4:40 and counting, an 11-point Silver Lake lead. Coming off a makeup game Wednesday night at Holton in which they won by 23. The night before, they only took their second loss to Riley County. There's a pass inside. Bolin knocked to the floor, and that's going to be the third foul against Nevaeh Central in the third. Or the fourth, beg your pardon. And Hermish picks up her second. Garrity out, Sudbeck in. This will be Whitehead to throw it left side of her own backboard. Dumps it left side on the wing. It's Dider. They set it up. A three short in the corner. Rebound Nevaeh Central. Holthaus with it. Coming up on the halfway point here in the fourth. It's an 11-point Silver Lake lead. Honeyman top of the key, right side Hermish going over the top. Sudbeck got it, no good, but a foul call. Beautiful pass on the entry by Hermish, direct through traffic. Now free throws coming up here for Sudbeck. And the foul on Ella Bolin, that is her third, and team foul number three. Here is Sudbeck at the line. 6 points and three rebounds in the game tonight. There have not been a ton of free throws between the two teams, and the first one here is good. Make it 7 points for Sudbeck, and that makes it a 10-point game at 39-29. 4:07 left on the clock. Sudbeck at about 53% at the line this season, and she missed that one, but an offensive rebound. Stuck back up and in by Cammy Dollinghouse. 39-31, down to 8. Officially past the halfway point. Dider driving, got it. Inside, underneath to Whitehead, the reset up top. It was a near turnover, but Haney resets up high. 3:45 and counting. 8-point Silver Lake lead. They have the ball, driving, kicking left. Dider, a big three, front rim no, tips around into the hands of Cammy Dollinghouse. And a chance again here for NC to get a little bit closer. They're down 8. 3.5 minutes to go. Honeyman in the corner, puts it on the dribble, in the paint, to the rack. No good on the shot, but a foul. Boland thought she got all ball. Literally read the lips to the official. They'll get her with the foul, and that's going to be her fourth. That stops the clock at 3:28, and Honeyman will shoot two. She's got 7 points and 6 rebounds, and her first free throw rims out. No. Now 1 for 3 at the line tonight. As a sub is in, as Kennedy McKee back on the floor.
Hey, one timeout.
And the shot is up, left it short, fighting for the rebound, saved underneath by Boland. Silver Lake has it. 3:20, clock moving. Two big missed free throws there for Honeyman. 39-31, Silver Lake. There's the timeout by Kyle Porter. Well, Silver Lake burns it. They lead it by 8. 3:14 left, a full. We follow suit. 3 minutes, 14 seconds left. Silver Lake 39, Nemaha Central 31. Back after this here on KNZA.
Need mobile tire service in Northeast Kansas? Well, look no further than Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia. They've got you covered. Specializing in on-site tire repair and replacement for agricultural, over-the-road, and commercial vehicles. Whether you're in the field or on the road, our expert team at Becker Repair and Performance will get you back up and running fast. Contact Becker Repair and Performance today at 785-857-3215 or visit online at BeckerRepairAndPerformance.com for reliable, professional service. At Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, we're here to keep you moving.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Coming down the home stretch here in the girls' game tonight at Nemaha Central. Number 3 ranked team in Class 3A, defending state champ Silver Lake. Excuse me, trying to hold on for the win. 39-31, they lead it by 8. Out of the timeout, they'll have it in the front court. 3:14 left. Trying to stay towards the top. These two teams battling right now with Riley County and St. Mary's. Seems to be at least with 2-3 weeks left here in the regular season, those four teams vying for this Big East League championship. Here's Boland to throw it in. Dumps it into the backcourt with Haney. Man-to-man defense by Dollinghouse. She gets it into the front court. Right side dribbles waist high. Throws it into the corner. Lost in the corner. Fighting for it. Picked up. And out of bounds, a near turnover, but it will be Silver Lake basketball. Now they throw it far corner. Boland again to chuck in the inbounds. 3:05 left, Silver Lake by 8. Get it into Haney, who's been quiet tonight. She does have quite a few assists, multiple steals, but points and rebounds, just 7 and 4 respectively. And now Haney turns it over, lost it out of bounds. That's just the 8th turnover of the game for Silver Lake, and their 2nd in the quarter. That is a big swing there. 2:58 left. Nemaha Central getting it back down 8 at 39-31. Here's Sudbeck to throw it in. Gets it into the hands of Dollinghouse, guarded by Haney. Darts it into the front court, left side on the wing. Honeyman driving, stopping, kicking. Dollinghouse open for 3, off the rim, hits again and tips out of bounds. And last touch by Silver Lake. They thought it was off Nemaha Central. And they will say it's Thunder basketball. 2:45 left. 8-point game. Thunder offensively have been very quiet since the first quarter, but they still have a chance in this game. Dollinghouse, Honeyman inside. Tried to spin it up. Good defense by Boland. Might have blocked it. And she nabs the rebound for Silver Lake. So they get it back with an 8-point lead. At 2.5 minutes now left in the game. Haney lost it, dribbling, knocked over in a foul. Now both teams with 4 fouls, so the final 2:27, we are in the bonus both ways. And the Honeyman foul there will be her 2nd of the game. So Silver Lake by 8, both offenses rather quiet here these last few minutes. Silver Lake will throw it in with Whitehead. Left side of her own backboard. Haney in the corner. Works it back here, top of the key, out near midcourt to reset. Time not on the side of Nemaha Central. Down 8. We're under 2:20 to go. Here's a dive by Dider. Good pass. And missing the layup inside was Hyman. Wide open bunny. Couldn't connect. And the rebound for Sudbeck. Now a pass tipped out of bounds into the front court. It stays here with Nemaha Central. Down to 2:08 left. Still 39-31, Silver Lake. Nemaha Central with the ball. far side of the floor. Packed house here tonight at Nemaha Central High School. Dollinghouse thought about it. There's a roll. Nice two-man game. Layup good. Honeyman up to 9 points. And quietly now at 39-33, it's a six-point game at 1:55 to go. Dider driving. A lot of contact. One and done. The rebound for Dollinghouse. And then they turn it over to midcourt. And then a timeout for Silver Lake. Oh, the Thunder got it back down six and immediately turned it over. And it's a full timeout. We'll step aside for a quick 30 as well. 39-33, Silver Lake, 1:46 to go. Eagles with the ball after the timeout. Back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Do you have any idea how much it costs you to have your money managed? Hidden fees can eat away at your savings. Our advisors provide clear insights into your investment costs. Take control of your financial future. Discover how much you've really been paying for your money to be invested. Visit bobschwartzfinancial.com for a free analysis. Offices in Silver Lake and Victoria. Serving Kansans for over 45 years.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, Nemaha Central and Silver Lake and the girls' game coming down the home stretch. 39-33, Eagles. 1:46 left in the game. Nemaha Central just got it back down six, but then turned it over immediately at midcourt. Kyle Porter for Silver Lake, the head coach, called a timeout to save a possession there. So a crucial moment in this game. Nemaha Central down six. Got to get a stop here. Both teams with four fouls, so we're in the bonus the rest of the game. Beyond midcourt, far sideline, Boland dumps it into Haney. Man-to-man defense for Nemaha Central here. Near side of the floor, working back right wing. Haney wants the handoff. Handed it off to Dider, nearly had it knocked away, but right back to Haney on the wing right. 90 seconds left in the game. 6 points, Silver Lake lead. They're going three-man weave here at the top of the key. Now Haney's got it back high left. Five steps in front of midcourt. Working around a defender, backing it out, wasting time. Down to 1:17. Right now being guarded by a freshman in Kennedy McKee. That is a tall ask in that scenario. Now they switch. Dollinghouse on the defense. Now it's back to McKee defending Haney in front of midcourt. Down to 105, and now there's the foul at 104. That'll put Haney at the line. And the foul on McKee, her second. And Haney will shoot two. Her second chance at the line tonight. One for two. 76% for the season. And her first free throw here short. Now one for three tonight. Crucial. Stays 39-33 Eagles at 104 left in the game. She slaps the hands in frustration. It's been quiet compared to her season averages, but she's perfect on the second. 40-33. The lead is seven with a minute to go. You got to get a bucket or some points here if you're Nemaha Central. Here's Honeyman up top. Works around a screen. Nice dive. Kick into the corner. A three on the way. It's good. Cammy Dollinghouse from downtown, and she's got 15. A tie game with 50, or sorry, not a tie game, a four-point game at 51 seconds left. It is 40-36. This is the closest that Nemaha Central has been since about probably midway through the second quarter. We'll keep it right here on that timeout, brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. But it's a four-point lead now. Cammy Dollinghouse, 15 points. She right now leads all scorers. She has two threes, five rebounds, and the biggest shot for Nemaha Central from the left corner there. The assist on that play to Callie Honeyman. A 40-36 game at 51 seconds to go, 50.8 to be exact. And Nemaha Central continuing to fight. Silver Lake has had a lead as big as 14 in this second half. But it has dwindled down to four. Just under 51 seconds left. So, as the two teams come out of the timeout, Silver Lake will have to work the full length of the floor with the ball and the lead. Boland, Haney, Dider, Whitehead. four of the five on the floor here for Silver Lake. They get it into Haney. Also on the floor is Zortel. Or correction, that's Hyman. They get it up the floor. They break the press. Dider in front of everybody. Layup good. Nemaha Central did not get back. And now a whistle, and we got an injury timeout. Dider got the layup, and she hit the floor. And an injury timeout, which she always hates to see. And Haney gets her up to her feet. She's going to have to come off. Looks like favoring that left ankle. Boy, how about the play from the freshman, Karis Dider, tonight. 12 points. That last bucket to give Silver Lake a six-point lead. Now with just 38 seconds left. She has been very good tonight in this arguably the biggest game of the season to this point for both of these teams. All right, here we go. Crucial possession. 35 seconds and counting. Nemaha Central down six. Into the front court. Here's Honeyman. Puts it on the dribble. Stops at the elbow. Kicks it up top to Hermish. Now back to Dollinghouse. Fires a three. Front rim, no. Offensive rebound is up and in, but is a foul going to be called on the floor? They get Honeyman over the back. That is her third foul, and Silver Lake gets it back with free throws. Now just 23 seconds left. That was a crucial miss and a big opportunity here for the junior forward, Paige Hyman. He's got 10 points in the game, five above her season average. High arcing free throw is good. Now perfect, or stays perfect at the line. Now 3 for 3. And that is a crucial moment as the next one is good. Silver Lake, 23 seconds away from winning this game. They have an 8-point lead. Nemaha Central, they cut it to 4. But that is as close as they've been since the first half. There's a deep left corner three. It hits up top in the backboard, and that is going to be back to Silver Lake with 13 seconds left. Thunder are going to make a couple subs here. Bailey Snyder is into the game. Also back in, Kennedy McKee. But again, time running out here for Nemaha Central. Silver Lake with the possession. They get it into Haney. Do they foul? It's bumped away from her. Still bumped away. Nemaha Central forces a turnover. But just 7 seconds left. They're down 8. Again, time running out. Deep three on the way. It is good for Dollinghouse. But that's going to be the end of the game. And Silver Lake survives. A monster win for Class 3A number 3. Silver Lake on the road. 44-39. And Nemaha Central suffering their first loss in league play. Silver Lake staying with just one loss in league play. Monster result for Silver Lake. They hold on for the win. 44-39. Our postgame show next, brought to you by B Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling is the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. More after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa. Refrigerator and freezer. The internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Do you know I've been around Life Care Center Seneca for 40 years, and I'm only 44? My name is Sarah Knowles, D-O-N of Life Care Center Seneca. My mother, Sandy Cook, has worked at Life Care Center of Seneca for 47 years. The caregiver longevity at Life Care Center of Seneca is 10.8 years. We have no travel staff, and our caregiver base is strong. Not every nursing home is the same. Please come and see for yourself. Life Care Center of Seneca, serving the area for 45 years. 785-336-3528.
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today, and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8 to noon.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Are you going in for a layup against your current insurance provider and you just can't seem to make the basket? Stop by your local SBS insurance office and we'll develop the best play to get you the slam dunk of coverage for all of your insurance needs.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
As your hometown bank, Citizen State Bank and Trust looks forward to helping you through the many stages of life, from your first checking account to your retirement account. We've helped generations of families buy their first home, finance their vehicles, and plan for the future. Let us put our experience to work for you and your family. Call today for an appointment. Citizen State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, in between games and a monster result here in our girls' contest in the Big East League standings, the Class 3A defending champs in Silver Lake, they hold on here at Nemaha Central for a 44-39 win. So now as we kind of await the final between Riley County and Hiawatha, St. Mary's, who was in the mix towards the top of the league, have suffered a loss to Holton, so that gives the Bears their second loss of the season. And now Nemaha Central and Silver Lake, after the results tonight, both 7-1 in league play. Riley County entered tonight's action at 8-0. So if Riley County is able to pull out the win against Hiawatha here, but that one was coming down the home stretch, they would be sole leaders at the top. But again, Hiawatha, a chance to pull off a big upset, and that would put three teams at the top with one loss each. But we'll keep an eye on that, and I'm sure that'll be talked about tonight on the scoreboard show as well. But again, a big win for Silver Lake here on the road. Nemaha Central, both teams back and forth in the first quarter. Nemaha Central led 13-12 after the first quarter, but it was a dominant second and really third quarter. That was really kind of the difference, those middle quarters for Silver Lake. 12-4 their advantage in the second, so they led it 24-17 at the half. And then they held Nemaha to just 6 third quarter points, and they had the lead to 12 at 35-23. And then they got the lead as high as 14 early on in the fourth quarter, but Nemaha slowly chipped away, got some stops. They were able to get it to within 4 at under 2 minutes to go, but the thing that hurt them all game was turnovers. Had a crucial turnover. They got a chance with the ball down 4, but immediately turned it over. And at that point, that really gave them that last opportunity. And Silver Lake was able to take advantage, hit a few free throws down the stretch, and again hold on for the 44-39 win. All right, let's go through the numbers in the game, and we'll start with Silver Lake. Now has a record of 11-3, and they are now 7-1 in league play. Nemaha Central, they dropped to 10-5 and 7-1 in league play. Leading scores tonight, 12 apiece for Paige Hyman, the 5'10 junior, and Karis Dieter, the 5'6 freshman. Dieter had 12 points, 6 rebounds. Hyman had 12 points as well. The All-State guard, Kaylin Haney, who, you know, not keeping all the stats here, but just going off from what I saw, Haney, I'm sure, probably 6, 7, maybe even 8 assists in this game. She had multiple steals. Held to just 8 points tonight. Again, averaging 19 on the year. Just 8 points tonight for Haney. I'm sure if a lot of people go into this game thinking, hey, Nemaha, you hold one of the best guards in the state to well below her average, you probably feel good. But that does say a lot about Silver Lake as well. even when she has a down game offensively in terms of points, they're able to get a win on the road against a very good team. So, again, 8 points for Haney. Also, Jaylee Whitehead with 8 points as well. And then Ella Boland had 2 points to go along with six rebounds. For Nemaha Central, they got 18 in the game. So Cammy Dollinghouse led all scores, 18 points and five rebounds. She hit three threes, including one right at the end of the game when the buzzer sounded to make the score a little bit closer in the final regard. Callie Honeyman had 9 points and six rebounds. Zoe Sundbeck, 7 points and four rebounds. Allie Holthouse with 5 points and eight rebounds in the game. Again, turnovers were a key issue. Really, in the first half, Nemaha Central finished with 20 turnovers in the game. They were 4 of 10 at the line. Silver Lake, they only had 3 first-half turnovers. They finished with just 9 in the game. So that's an 11 advantage, 11 less turnovers in the game for Silver Lake. That is a lot of extra possessions to think about. They were 6 of 9 from the line. Nemaha Central did out-rebound Silver Lake 29-22. Again, as always, our stats are brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Visit member firms Holton Tax Services in Holton with Mike Tankin, Kay Onler, Michelle Callison, or NEK Tax Services in Whiting with Jacob Yinks and Courtney Brockoff. Now time for our player to bank on. It's our player of the game brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Well, for me tonight, I'm going with the freshman, the 5'6 guard, Karis Dider, 12 points, 6 rebounds. Now you hope she's okay. She got injured late in the game, had to be helped off the floor. Appeared to be maybe the left ankle she was favoring, but made a big bucket late before that injury to help keep Silver Lake out in front. Came into the game averaging 11 in a game where Kaylin Haney was held down offensively along with Hyman. But Karis Dider, some crucial plays down the stretch, adding those 6 rebounds as well. She is going to be our player to bank on, brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. So we are now in between games. Well, you thought the girls' game was of importance to the Big East League standings, and that certainly was. And, again, we're waiting on the Riley County-Hiawatha girls' final to really dive into the updated standings after tonight's action. But as we get set for the boys' game, 3 1-loss teams at the top. Silver Lake, 6-1. Nemaha Central, 6-1. St. Mary's at 5-1. These three teams right now out in front and the advantage on a potential Big East League championship. First place is on the line in the boys' game tonight here at Nemaha Central. We are in between games. We do have some activities going on the floor right now, so that is kind of slowing up the halftime for the in-between game break here. So we're going to have a little bit longer of a break here, probably around 15 minutes or so. So back in studio, Ray Penning, he's going to hold it down for you as we will come back here in about 15 minutes or so and get you set for the boys contest. Okay, Ray, thank you very much. So Riley County comes back and beats Hiawatha. We'll get the final score, but so after tonight's action, the Riley County Falcons are now 9-0 in league play. They are in sole possession of first place. And then you got Nemaha and Silver Lake tied for second right now at 7-1. And St. Mary's behind those two after tonight's loss to Holton. The Bears are 5-2. So that is a monster result. And Riley County, the only undefeated team left in Big East League play. Thank you for that, Mr. Ray Penning in studio. So again, we're going to step aside, probably about a 15-minute break or so. There's some activities going on here on the floor in between games, but the defending Class 3A state champions and number 3 ranked currently, the Silver Lake Eagles, win it in the girls' game. They hold on for a 44-39 win here at Nemaha Central. We step aside about 15 minutes on the break. We'll come back and get you set for the nightcap. Another monster game in Big East League play on the boys' side. Ray Penning, take it away. We'll talk in about 15 minutes here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This has been high school basketball on Kansaland Radio, recognized by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters for excellence in sports programming.